Indeed, the Corruption Barometer is the biggest survey TI does. It did it in 86 countries, and we surveyed 91,000 people. Unlike the CPI, the Corruption Perception Index, which is an expert-based index, this is a real household survey. So we ask ordinary citizens what they think about corruption. And there is some bad news, but also some good news to share with you. The bad news is that corruption gets worse. The last 3 years, according to 60% of the people we asked, corruption has increased. And especially in Europe and in North America, people got more sensitive about corruption. Also, globally, one quarter, 25% of all the respondents are telling us that they actually did pay a bribe in the last year. So that is really the bad news, that corruption is getting worse, and there is still a very high level of citizens, people, businesses who pay bribes in their daily lives. The good news, however, is that maybe that is the same, this is the other side of the same coin, that people are now more ready to stand up against corruption. So while they are more frustrated about corruption, and that's what is reflected in the surveys, now they are more ready to do something against that. And globally, 70% tells us that they are ready to report on corruption if they come across. I think that is a dramatic change, and that is maybe the most important news of our barometer this year, that while frustration grows, also the willingness of people to do something against it is growing as well. Now, there are a couple of other interesting facts, if you bear with me. In the survey, we asked people which institutions they trust the least. And overall, the bad news is that generally, trust in institution is very low all over the world. But globally, 80%, and that is really a devastating information for the political elites, 80% of the respondents believe that political parties are corrupt. Unfortunately, I have to share with you some bad news about religious organizations, because the trust in religious organizations has decreased as well. Let me just take a moment to find out. Globally, it is true that political parties were perceived by the respondents as the most corrupt institution, but religious bodies were also perceived more corrupt. I mean, there were less trust in religious bodies than in NGOs, in the military, and slightly more trust was put in the media. So this is also an alarming message to religious leaders. Of course, we didn't ask which religion they were thinking of. This was a very general question, but I think the recent scandals, especially in the Catholic Church, reflect are being reflected here. Then also, it is interesting that we asked people about whether they believe the governments do a good job or a bad job in the fight against corruption. And again, the results are not terribly encouraging. Most of the people believe that actually half of the people globally believe that their governments do a very ineffective job in the fight against corruption. The figure is even more devastating in the European Union, where 74% of the respondents believe that the governments are absolutely ineffective in the fight against corruption. There are some notable exceptions. In Europe, for instance, surprisingly, or not so much surprisingly, in Luxembourg, in Netherlands, Denmark, people believe that the government does a relatively good job in the fight against corruption. Where you have reform, where you have new governments just fresh in the office, the opinion is also better, like in Bulgaria, which is a otherwise highly corrupt country, at least perceived as a very corrupt country. Surprisingly, people believe, almost half of the people believe, that the government, the new government, does a good job in the fight against corruption. Now, the last thing I would like to emphasize, and that is also a kind of sad but kind of permanent message we have to attach to these surveys, is that the ultimate victims of corruption are the poor people, in a sense also that they pay most of the bribes, at least compared to their low income. The burden is much bigger on them than on middle class or upper middle class. So we can say that corruption is like a regressive tax on poor people. And that is also a kind of sad message this year we have to share with you. But I would like to conclude with the good news I emphasized at the beginning of my conversation with you, is that now more people are ready to stand up and do something against corruption. And there are more people who are willing to report corruption. There are more people who are ready to do something against corruption, and they believe that actually individual citizens can make a difference in the fight against corruption. So I think that is at the end some good news.